The apostle weeping says full piteously, "There walken many of which you told, have I?" I say it now, weeping with piteous voice, "that they be enemies of Christ's cross, of which the end is death, womb is their God."
O womb, O belly, O stinking cod, fulfilled of dung and of corruption, at either end of thee foul is the sound. How great labour and cost is thee to find these cooks! How they stamp and strain and grind, and turn substance into accident, to fulfil all thy liquorous talent. Out of the hard bones knocken they the marrow, for they cast naught away that may go through the gullet soft and sweet. Of spicery, of leaf and bark and root, shall be his saucy maked by delight, to make him yet a newer appetite. But certes he that haunteth such delices is dead while that he liveth in those vices. A lecherous thing is wine, and drunkenness is full of striving and of wretchedness. O drunken man, disfigured is thy face, sour is thy breath, foul art thou to embrace. And through thy drunken nose seemeth the sound, as though thou saidst, "I, Samson, Samson." And yet, God wot, Samson drank never no wine. Thou fallest, as it were, a sticked swine. Thy tongue is lost, and all thine honest cure, for drunkenness is very sepulture of man's wit and his discretion. In whom that drink has domination, he can no counsel keep, it is no dread. Now keep you from the white and from the red, and namely from the white wine of Leap, that is to sell in Fish Street or in Cheap. This wine of Spain creepeth subtly in other wines growing fast by, of which there riseth such fumosity, that when a man has drunken draughts three, and weeneth that he be at home in Cheap, he is in Spain, right at the town of Leap, not at the Rochelle nor at Bordeaux town. And then will he say, "Samson, Samson!" But hearken, lordings, one word I you pray, that all the sovereign acts, dare I say, of victories in the Old Testament, through very God that is omnipotent, were done in abstinence and in prayer. Looketh the Bible, and there you may it lair. Look, Attila, the great conqueror, died in his sleep with shame and dishonour, bleeding at his nose in drunkenness. A captain should live in soberness. And over all this adviseth you right well what was commanded unto Lemuel, not Samuel, but Lemuel, say I. Readeth the Bible, and find it expressly of wine-giving to them that have justice. No more of this, for it may well suffice.